This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Thursday, November 14th. It's a game day, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And it is a rare day when I get to do a game day daily Go Birds. So a lot to get into today. I got some really, I think, hype, good quotes from Nick Sirianni when he's talking to the team, talk about how this team has a chance to be special, and I think tonight is a chance for them to prove that. We got some injury updates, some good injury updates for the Eagles, and we also have five keys to winning the game tonight. And man, is it crazy that it's already tonight. The link is going to be crazy tonight. Can't wait to get down there. What a big game, you know? Like, you're a fan because you want big games like this. The feeling of them beating the Commanders tonight is going to feel great for you guys. So let's get into it. On the schedule for today, I don't even have to tell you, but Eagles at I messed that up. Washington at the Eagles, 8:15, Lincoln Financial Field. I can't wait. It's going to be under lights. Pregame show, 6 to 8 p.m. Make sure you come by the WIP tent and say what's up. Always love to meet some real ones, some auto downloaders. I'll be there with IQ Douglas, Joe Giglio, Rube stops by, Howard Eskin. We got everybody down there. Vinny Curry is going to be down there as a special guest. So Eagles, Commanders, 8:15. Pregame show starts at 6 p.m. And then postgame, as you know, me and your boy, James Seltzer, live right away on YouTube. Come hang with us. Leave some comments. I'll make sure Tucker puts up all the good ones. So that is what is on the schedule today. Now, the injury report. Good news for the Eagles as Jordan Mailata is added back to the active roster. He is eligible to play on Thursday night. My guess is he will be playing on Thursday night. Later on, when I get to the five keys, I'll talk about how I think, you know, they have to help him out a little bit considering he hasn't played in a while. But good news, they'll be back. And that means 22 out of 22 starters will be available for this game. So the Eagles getting some good injury luck and are fully healthy heading into what is a critical game for the team. So just to wrap up the injury reports for the week, N'Kobe, Goddard, Darius Slay, Bryce Huff, and Mailata were all full participants. None of them have an injury designation. Devontae Smith was still limited, doesn't have an injury designation, so he will play on Thursday night, it seems. I said on the pod with James, like, keep a little bit of an eye out it. I do think Devontae's dealing with this hamstring more than just like a designation on the injury report. I do think this is something that that he's dealing with. So keep an eye on that Thursday night against Washington. But outside of that, the Eagles enter this game very healthy, good, and ready to go. Now, the Washington injury report, not as clean as the Eagles injury report. So let me pull this up. Sorry, 1 minute. Washington does it weird for some reason. Okay, so they have three players listed as questionable. Tackle Brandon Coleman, tackle Cornelius Lucas, tackle Andrew Wiley, all listed as questionable. All three are limited throughout the week. Linebacker Nick Borrello is out. Cornerback Marshon Lattimore is out, as we've already talked about. And then kicker Austin Siebert. I should really look into that. The kicker's out. That's weird. But looks like running back Brian Robinson Jr. will play. edge rusher Dante Fowler will play. So they have, you know, some key players back, and we'll see what happens with those offensive linemen. But no Marshawn Lattimore, which is good news for the Eagles because that Washington secondary is not good. And that'll be another key going into winning this game tonight. So that's where we're at with the injuries. Jordan Mailata will be back. Washington not as healthy as the Eagles are going into this. So the Eagles get a chance. Big time game, big time spot. Fully healthy, and that is your injury report for today. Okay, obviously this is a game day pod, and for that, I know you want to get hype. Like, you're in a hype mode, right? So what I wanted to play for you today, Nick Sirianni talked yesterday, didn't really say a ton, to be completely honest, but Nick spoke yesterday. But I think the big thing that came out yesterday, outside of injuries and all those things, was a clip from the Eagles that they released of Nick. And first, shout out to the Eagles. They do an awesome job bringing you behind-the-scenes stuff. Everybody always wants Eagles to be on Hard Knocks to see. This is way better than Hard Knocks. The footage they give of this team behind the scenes, way better than Hard Knocks. But on Wednesday, the Eagles released their behind-the-scenes, unedited thing, I believe is what they call it. You should check it out. It's on the Eagles' website, on their YouTube. They do a phenomenal job. But they put out a clip of Nick Sirianni speaking to the team. And I want to play that clip for you and then talk about it. So here is Nick. It's a snippet of a team meeting prior to the Dallas game. Here's a snippet of it. Here's Nick talking to the team.
Right? We got really good players. We got a really good front office and GM. Right? And with great talent. And with great coaches. And with great physicality. And with great detail. You can win a lot of games. You can win 10, 11, 12 games. But you can't do shit special unless we continue to come together as a football team. I ain't into winning 10, 11, 12 games. We've been done that here. We've done that there. I want to do special shit. And you can't do special shit alone.
You know, I said on the last Daily Pod that the way Pat McAfee went about summarizing like the Nick Sirianni haters was so perfect. The way Nick broke that down was perfect. I mean, that really is it in a nutshell, right? Like, that's what we constantly talk about. That's the core of everything we talk about with the Eagles. We all know they can win 10 games, 9 games, 11 games. Like, they could get to 12. Like, they have the talent to do that. It's at the core of everything. We know Nick can do that. We know Nick can lead a team to winning 10, 11, 12 games. We know Jalen can do those things as a team, right? We know that. But what we don't know and what we haven't seen is, can they be special and win the Super Bowl? They've been close, but they haven't done it. Nick Sirianni was asked about why he decided to give that message to the team, and here's what he had to say.
Your messaging for the Cowboys week, you talked about this team doing some special stuff. Different word, but you get the point. And I'm curious if there was a demarcation line when you felt that way, or that's been a constant messaging.
I got you.
From early on.
I got you. Yeah, that's been constant. That's been a constant messaging. You know, the best, again, I always go back to the best teams win, not the best groups of individuals. So you're constantly trying to come together as a football team. And I think, you know, again, there's a lot of good teams. There's a lot of good groups of individuals out there. But what you're trying to do things that you want to be special, it comes down to the team, and understanding that, you know, none of us, you know, we can't be great without the greatness of others. So I'm constantly building up the team, constantly thinking about the team. And that's just part of, I think that goes back to our core value, number one, of connecting, which I've been saying team a lot more this year. And that's the most important part of any team. Is the team. So that's been a pretty constant message, John.
So the other part when Nick talked about this was, how does he know? Like, how does he know when he's seeing the team be special together? What does he look for? Nick was asked that. Here's what Nick had to say about that.
There's a lot of things that you can tell in interactions of team meetings. You can tell things like that. Just the energy, the flow. All those different things, you know, I think you can tell. I always think there's a lot to be said for how guys celebrate together, you know, and I think that's a big deal. I mean, there's a lot of different things, you know. You look at selflessness of players, you know, how are guys, you know, I think about Devontae Smith and how he blocks without the football, you know, because, you know, and when he's not getting the football, how he's, you know, trying to change the game without it. And you think about the hustle and the guys selling out for each other. Like, there is a lot. I don't think there's a handbook for that either. There's a lot of things I look for on that, how they're, you know, as far as that goes. But, you know, those are some of the things, Dave, that you see. And then it's just that feel that when you're around the team, it's something that I can't really explain. It's just, hey, this is how it feels. And I feel like we're continuing to come together as a football team. We can continue to get better at this, just like we can continue to get better at our details and our physicality and everything. You know, so, and it's the same thing with team.
So we talk so much on this pod about like the celebrations because Nick makes a big deal about it, right? So in my time covering the team, when I'm covering a Nick Sirianni team, like it matters to him how people celebrate. So when Nick was first introduced as head coach, he showed a video on the team website of the group of tight ends with Indianapolis celebrating on the sideline after another tight end made a catch. Like that stuff really matters to Nick. It really, really does. And I think what Nick is getting at, like I was just saying with the special stuff, right? We know this team can be great. We know this team can win the division. We know that they can be a double-digit win team. We know they can win a playoff game. The question is, can this team end up being truly, truly special? The 2022 team, I think, will be remembered fondly by a lot of people, right? It was a great season, a lot of fun, a great team. I mean, easily the second best, if not the best team I've ever covered. I covered 2017, and clearly they are the special group, right? Like Nick's talking about. They're the special group. This team can be that. This team can absolutely be that. The 2022 team came about as close as you can get to being special, right? Like Nick and Jalen walked off that field not tasting that ultimate victory of winning a Super Bowl. Jalen had the picture of him on the background of his phone of him walking off the field with the Kansas City confetti falling all over him. Like I remember being at that post-game presser when Nick talked and just like, you know, obviously they were all like, mature about it and handle it well, but like the sadness, right? Like I remember like the sadness of that night in the stadium in Arizona. What I think Nick is getting at in there is that winning 10, 11, 12 games isn't enough for this team. For some teams it is. Winning for the team the Eagles are playing tonight, winning 10, 11, 12 games is enough for them. That's a good enough performance for them for this year. Next year it'll be different. For a team like the Packers, they probably don't have to win the Super Bowl this year. The Eagles are not in that group. For the Eagles season to end and have it be a success, I think they basically have to win the Super Bowl. And I normally don't say that. But to reach the potential of what they can be, like Nick is right. Like this team has it in them to be special. To set the goal lower than that, I think would be setting the bar too low for this team. They have all the skills on offense, skill players on offense. They have the offensive player of the year in Saquon Barkley. They have a top five defense. They have a quarterback that's almost won MVP. That's won playoff games. That's been to the Super Bowl. They have a head coach that's done all that. They check every box of a team that should win the Super Bowl. But it's going to come down to can they do it? And that is truly at the core of everything. Like when we talk about Nick on Go Birds Radio, everyone knows Nick is at least a good head coach. There are some people that are mad at him each week, whatever. Everyone knows he's a good head coach. The question is, in the playoff game, in the Super Bowl, will he make the right decision? When we talk about Jalen, Jalen is the resume to prove he is a great quarterback. You look at some of these numbers he's putting up this year, and there's no question he belongs in that elite category. He's top five in passer rating, top five in fewest bad passes, top five in first down rushes, top five in winning percentage, top five in completion percentage, top 10 passer rating when the pocket's clean, 12th in passing touchdowns since 2022. He runs the ball in, he throws the ball in, he runs for first downs, he passes for first downs, he takes care of the ball, he wins games. They check every box of what could be a special team. But Nick is right. They're not going to be special this year unless they win that Super Bowl. And it starts with games like tonight. Tonight is a chance to be a special team. Tonight is a chance to go from a team people think's pretty good to a team that everyone believes in. You go out, you beat Washington on Thursday night, you go to first in the division, you get right there with the Detroit Lions. That is when the season becomes special. You move to what would be 8-2, right? Like you move to there and then you're really talking about it. And then the focus can truly go to it. So when I watch that clip by Nick, what I hear is a reminder from him to the players that being good for this team is not going to be enough. They have to be great. They have to be special. And to get to special, it starts with games like tonight. It is a critical game for this team. If they lose it, they could still go to the Super Bowl. Things could happen. But if they win it, then they go into a category of the 2022 team where we're all in believing we're going to go to New Orleans. The 2017 team where each week we watched them, they felt special. They go out and win by a lot tonight, then you're really, really talking. But that clip by Nick and his summary of it and why he says it is a reminder of what this team can accomplish. And tonight, we start to find out how serious they are about accomplishing that goal. All right. On the other side, let's get into this game a little bit. I want to break down five key matchups from this game. Tried to talk about the game as much as possible this week, but man, do those Thursday nights sneak up on you. So on the other side, five keys for the Eagles to be special and to beat Washington.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Okay, so obviously a huge game. Tons of implications for this one. Let's get into a little bit of the nitty-gritty of it. We've talked about some of these a little bit in the pod with James, the daily pods, but I want to give you my five keys to beating the game, to beating Washington if you're the Eagles. In no order, but here's the five. Number one, Quinyon Mitchell versus Terry McLaurin. Each week, Quinyon's had a tough matchup, right? Like he had some snaps against Malik Nabers. He had some snaps against Jamar Chase. He, CeeDee Lamb, right? The difference, I think, with this one is Terry McLaurin almost exclusively lines up on Quinyon's side. So many times we've talked about matchups in this game, I've said, look, it's a big one for Cooper because Jamar goes into the slot. It's a big one for Cooper DeJean again, right? Because CeeDee Lamb goes into the slot. Slay will get reps against him. I bet like 85% of the snaps Terry McLaurin takes is going to be across from Quinyon. This is a great test for Quinyon. I don't think it's fair yet to expect him to go out and win this matchup. He's a great player so far. He's still a rookie in a big time spot making a first start against a really, really good receiver. It's a tough spot. The rules are slanted against him. He's the defender. But if he can go out there and shut down Terry McLaurin or at least severely impact Washington's ability to get the ball to him, I'm sure they'll give him help. They'll bracket Terry, all those things. But if you can take Terry out of it, they really don't have much. Terry McLaurin, 66 targets. That's almost twice as much as any other receiver on the team. Noah Brown, 38 targets. Not really anything to worry about. Alamide Zaccheaus, 32 targets. Not really anything to worry about. Luke McCaffrey, only 16 targets. Zach Ertz is second on the team in 54. If Washington wants to dink and dunk their way down the field, let's see if they can do it against the Eagles. I'd be surprised. But if you take Terry out of it and they consistently have to hit Ertz for 5, 6, 7 yards at a time, maybe they'll do it, but I don't like their chances to score as much. So it starts with Quinyon getting a good game against Terry. Doesn't have to completely shut him down, but if you can just take Terry out of it enough, not give up the big plays, right? He's been so good, Quinyon has, at covering plays down the field. Win those reps and the Eagles' chances of winning the game really goes up. Second key to winning this game, AJ Brown versus really whoever. Marshawn Lattimore is not playing in this game. He will not be out there for Washington. Here's what A.J. Brown has done against Washington. 10 targets, 5 catches, 85 yards and a touchdown in his first game with the Eagles against Washington. Then, in 2023, in a span of like 4 weeks, 13 targets, 9 catches, 175 yards, 2 touchdowns. 8 targets, 8 catches, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns. In the 4 games he's played against Washington, he's had a touchdown in 3 of them. In total, in 4 games, 23 catches, 397 yards, 5 touchdowns. He's averaging almost a full 100 yards and a touchdown per game. Honestly, almost 2. That's generous math, but at least 1 touchdown per game. If you get the ball to AJ at the level that they should be able to against this Washington secondary, the Eagles are going to win the game because we know Saquon's going to get the ball. We know he's going to be productive. You unleash AJ on this secondary against a bad secondary where Marshawn Lattimore is not playing, where their corners aren't great. Their safeties are okay. Jeremy Chinn's a good player, but they're not a good pass defense. There's a reason they went out and traded for Marshawn Lattimore. Getting the ball to AJ, big plays, that's the key on offense to getting into the high 20s, low 30s. Saquon will run you to 20 points, right? He's a good enough player. Like, they'll move the ball. They'll get within the 5. They'll tush push, all those things. The difference is getting AJ going against a bad Washington secondary. So that would be my second key for winning the game. Number 3 is the Eagles' run defense versus Washington's running game. But what I really mean by that is Washington's desire to control the clock. The Washington Commanders are first in time of possession. They average over 30 runs a game, and they have been able to average more plays per series than any other team in the NFL. At least they were. I'll have to double check that. But they're at the top, near the top of that. Washington wins the game by controlling the clock. They put Jaden Daniels in advantageous situations. They're 27th in the league in average pass attempts. So they're not throwing the ball. Like, everyone wants to rip Jalen for being not throwing the ball a ton. Jaden Daniels doesn't throw it a ton either. So the Eagles running defense, if you shut down this rushing offense of Washington's, not only are you going to get the rookie quarterback in some unadvantageous, I think. I wish James was here. Some unadvantageous spots. You're also going to get the Eagles offense on the field more. Winning the time of possession is obviously important in any game, but if you can get Washington in an unfamiliar spot, get an early lead, put them into 2nd and 7s, put them into 3rd and 8s. Like, that's when you can really take advantage of Washington. Washington's been good passing the ball. Don't get me wrong. I think they're 5th in net yards per attempt. But one of the reasons they're good at it is because they're always in good positions for good passing downs. The Eagles' run defense needs to win at the line of scrimmage. We'll see if Brian Robinson Jr. plays. By the time this is out, it'll probably be cleared. But even if he doesn't play, or even if he does, they stopping the run is absolutely key against this Washington team because it takes them out of their comfort zone of controlling the clock and putting Jaden Daniels in comfortable situations. Number 3, the Eagles interior line versus Daron Payne. So we're going to talk about the edge rushers in a second, but they don't really have great edge rushers. They have Dante Fowler, who, again, this will be key number 5, has good numbers, but their best player on the defensive line is Daron Payne. Daron Payne, 24 hits, hurries, and sacks this year. No Jonathan Allen, who's out for the season, but Daron Payne can be a player that could really make life tough for Jalen. Obviously, this is true with any quarterback, but if you get up the middle against a quarterback, it throws everything off. It throws the timing off. It puts the quarterback into a tough spot if he has to pick a side. It ruins plays. The Eagles' interior offensive line has to keep Daron Payne in check. If they can do that, I think the Eagles will be able to run the ball and move the ball pretty effectively against this Washington defense. Again, Washington, 27th in the league in points per drive. That's a bad stat if you're Washington. What the Eagles can do if they shut down Daron Payne, that interior of the line, Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, Mekhi Becton, you take Daron Payne out of it, then Jalen should have some clean pockets to work with. So the fourth key for me, shut down Daron Payne, keep a clean pocket for Jalen. And that secondary, like we just talked about with AJ Brown, you can take advantage of him. You can beat him. Number 5. So I'm recording this prior to the news coming out, but I'm assuming Jordan Mailata is playing. But even if he's not, even if it's Fred Johnson, the only good edge rusher they have is Dante Fowler. And I don't think he's special. I truly don't. He has 21 hits, hurries, and sacks in 10 games. Like, that's about 2 per game. Nothing crazy. Now, he does have a lot of sacks, right? He has 8.5 sacks. So when he gets there, he finishes the job. But he doesn't get there a ton. He gets there like twice a game. If it is Jordan Mailata, he's going to be rusty. It just is what it is. Like, he hasn't played in a month. He's an offensive lineman. He's a big guy with a hamstring injury. you got to help Jordan Mailata out, putting a running back on that side, putting a tight end next to him. Like, just make sure you don't put him out on an island. I know the Eagles do that quite a bit, and I'm guessing they're going to keep doing it. But that tackle, whether it's Jordan Mailata or Fred Johnson versus Dante Fowler, like, the only way I see the Eagles losing this game is if the defensive line gets to Jalen Hurts, right? And then he makes poor decisions. I think he's regressed a little bit over the last 2 weeks in his decision-making with the football. But Jordan Mailata versus Dante Fowler, that's a matchup they need to win, and make sure that they give Jordan Mailata or Fred Johnson help there. So those would be my five matchups. Those would be the five keys. Terry McLaurin versus Quinyon Mitchell, A.J. Brown versus the secondary, Eagles run defense versus the Washington running attack and their desire to control the clock, Eagles interior offensive line versus Daron Payne, and Jordan Mailata versus Dante Fowler. Go out there, win those matchups, and go prove that you can be a special team. That's what Thursday night's about. They can be a good team. They are a good team. Go be a special team. All right, as always, as I end it, everybody, we'll talk to you after the game. He's Elliot. I'm James. This has been Go Birds Daily.
Go Birds! This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.